Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
Population
here. Population brown alert.
Curtis.
Curtis, are you a Curtis?
Nope, just a Kurt. Okay. Straight up.
It never dawned on me because you just feel like just a Kurt.
K-U-R-T is just a Kurt.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Is there such a thing as a K-U-R-T-I-S? I think it's just C, right?
That's true. But you never know. I bet you could find it. I've met Dans with two N's.
Yeah, right.
Come on, Dan.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you have not. Normally, but I bet still. There's a Curtis. Q-U-
Jeff Chase had a buddy named Dan with two N's. He was a weirdo.
Q U I R T S S. Curtis.
Of course there is.
Yeah. There's a K U R D T out there.
Which also sounds like the call letters to a
K-U-R-D-T.
K-U-R-D-T. You're in town all weekend, Kurt. Give people a little. You talk about laundry and stuff.
I do have a bit about laundry. Let me go into it.
All right, let's go do it right now.
What's the deal
see
with that?
Friday night. He's doing five shows Friday night at the old Chugglehead. Anyway, so Kurt, we've got a new comedy special. We'll talk about all that later. Mm-hmm. Here's the good news.
Yes.
And you understand this with your podcast, Bananas. Look, the world's getting dumber. It's just a dumb place right now.
Amazing.
And the only way we fight back is through comedy. And you are here on a very auspicious, as we are in the process of, and we've switched it over, where we're doing the new format of the show, where, you know, it used to be Dan does all the stories, and now we each contribute stories. And so you're going to get to see it. It's so much fun because we each have a different angle of how we want to do it.
That's
so,
right.
Daniel, you got the first story.
Let's do. I don't know if I should. I think I can make it through. I just realized I need to plug in my Apple
dangerously
PC.
Low.
Yeah. Beep, no, beep. I'm at 14, so I'm probably good.
14%. You could risk it.
I don't know, man.
Depends on how old it is.
It's like a horror movie.
14's the line.
My wife has a computer that if it hits 45%, it just goes to zero.
Yeah.
What?
Battery
she has
depletion.
An Apple IIc.
Yeah, she
what
does.
Is that?
Come it's on. From 1981.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
This was sent in by Kyle Andrews, one of my favorite handles on Twitter. At
late night tacos.
Nachos. At late night nachos.
Nah, I said tacos.
Which is great. Okay, here we go. This is the headline.
Yeah.
Argument over eaten toaster strudel leads to fight stabbing in Florida.
Wow. Stabbing.
Stabbing. It escalates quickly in Florida.
Even the fight, you know, it's not about the toaster strudel.
Oh.
Right.
The knife never makes about it about like grandpas.
Look,
like that goes like.
I'm like assuming Targaryen he used shit. That knife to then kind of lift it up out.
But
of
what
the
if their grandpas fought over a streusel?
There you go. Yeah.
And now it's
what's
carried
the Wisconsin
to
thing?
Kringle.
Yeah.
Grandma made it. We made that joke. Grandma made a kringle,
and it's sitting on the floor.
Oh, the dog's eating
the
it.
The dog's
oh,
eating it.
It
sounds
on.
Like Grandma
like a big,
took a dump on the
floor.
Grandma made
pastry. It's a huge flat pastry.
Oh, the dog is in the
kringle. Oh, come on.
So what's the one in New Orleans with the baby in it? King cake?
What?
There's
a baby in it?
You
funnel cake?
What?
No. A baby
a
in
king
it?
Cake. Look,
king cake.
Look, Lissa's on board.
What's a king right. cake?
King
I don't know what a king
it's
cake.
New,
how
it's
big's
a Mardi Gras tradition.
Sure. To put a baby into a cake.
After the parade, you drag yourself over for brunch to your friend's house the next day before you get ready for another goddamn parade. And they serve king cake, and somewhere in the cake is a little baby, like
oh,
a
so
little toy
tiny,
baby.
So it's like this. Okay. So it's not like a real baby.
So you're going to swallow it.
This. And if you find the baby,
if you find the baby before you pass it,
yeah.
you get
in your stool.
What
if you find the baby, your local politician decides what you do with the baby. If you find the baby, you then I think have to bring the king cake next year, or maybe the next day, depending on your
it's
party
a baby,
regime.
Not a king cake.
It's a king cake
if
with a baby.
If a woman finds it, she has the right to choose what she wants to do with the baby.
So nice. It's really nice that they give her
which
that choice.
Which is make a king cake.
So nice.
Okay.
Louisiana.
I can't believe you guys never heard of that.
No.
First time.
All right. So thanks, Kyle, for sending this in. A Florida man is accused of cutting his roommate with a pocket knife. Does that make it seem less?
See, cutting, it's less of a stabbing if it's a
cutting. A cutting and pocket knife. Like a little, like a little kid.
That could be like this,
right? Yeah.
That could be like
just above nail file.
Exactly.
Right?
Can I?
Like that? Actually, Sorry, but the knife that's on a lot of clippers is what I'm picturing.
Yeah. Yes. So I think I think man is too formal for Florida man now. Now that we've done enough of these stories.
Guy?
A Florida dude.
Florida guy.
Yeah. A Florida guy.
Florida bro.
A Florida bro. Yeah. Like, it should be downgraded from man. Because man, to me, reminds me of someone with a briefcase, maybe like... In a suit in like a video.
Yeah, that also, it does make it funnier that Florida man with briefcase stamps over his
turtle. Let me put this briefcase down and unfurl my
pocket. I had a hard day at the accounting firm.
Can you think about it? If you were writing a script, you're like, a man walks in. You're just going to think like Jimmy Stewart.
Put that strudel over there.
What if, but you, I think you can't use dueling dude Stewart's. Or bro. You have to have like.
I like fella.
Fella? A Florida fella.
Yeah, a Florida fella. So this fella walks in. Now you're already kind of always a little drunk.
This character.
He's walk around drunk.
He this does character. Say, but he sounds friendly. A fella found
yeah,
sounds
that's
friendly.
True, that's true.
What about this little fella over here?
What was he doing? He was sniffing on a gas rag. Yeah. Okay.
A Florida fella.
Florida fella.
This not his own.
If it's F-E-L-L-A, I'm okay with
it. Yeah.
Or bruh. What about just bruh?
B-R-A.
Florida bruh.
Bruh.
A Florida bruh is accused of cutting his roommate with a pocket knife during a fight that began with an argument over a toaster strudel, according to Orange County Sheriff's Office. A deputy was called to the Nightshade community.
The Nightshade community?
Nightshade. I always that love is the sequel to Silk Stockings, right?
Nightshade? Yeah, Nightshade.
It's a Silk Stockings?
Yeah, remember?
USA Silk Stockings,
that
baby.
Had an effect. Just the opening credits had an effect on me.
So the guy who was like the police chief from Silk Stockings then also is now, he like is a detective.
It's a spinoff series.
So
Nightshade's a neighborhood?
What I guess, the Nightshade community.
The Nightshade community. That's what
is that a bedroom?
With a K?
With a K.
No, that K Nightshade.
Community?
No. That would be great, too. And then you're like, enough K's, Florida. Enough K's.
We stop it, too.
Oh, Nightshade. K-N-I-G-H-A-D.
Ted Nightshade.
Yeah, Nightshade. Gonna hear some sweet sounds coming down on the Nightshade.
Ooh, that was really good.
That was loud. You guys like harmonized.
I was off on Stewart's. I'm back on singing.
Yeah, we're back on that. But a nightshade's a tomato. Tomato's a nightshade, right?
I guess so.
No idea.
I think it is. Yeah. Like, tomatoes and watermelons are nightshades.
Nightshade
baby.
Also sounds like a Seals and Crofts song. Right?
Days of Nightshade.
Yeah, there you go. A deputy was called out to the Nightshade community near the University of Central Florida shortly after midnight. Monday, June 6th. So this is summertime.
Monday in IGH.
And it's a Monday, yeah. Toaster strudel Monday. Mm-hmm. I haven't had a toaster strudel. I don't really have a breakfast. Like,
you don't have a toaster. You don't have.
I got a great toaster oven.
Okay, but you don't have like a, I need to eat this strudel here.
No. Usually you're coffee guys.
Coffee all the way. Yeah, you have coffee in the morning? Yeah.
Do you have things that go with your coffee? Like a little
I'll have
granola?
A coffee and then I'll have later. Later I'll eat. Some eggs, maybe, but I try and have. Maybe I'll have a smoothie. Sometimes I have.
You
a
don't
smoothie,
like to like
but
dunk
pop tarts.
Yeah, dunk a
pop tart. Coffee guy. Pop tarts.
So
isn't that what a toaster strudel is?
Yeah, that is.
One time,
pop tart.
One time, I picked up my buddy Bradford Wilson. This is back in the days living in Chicago. We were heading out to our hometown of Rochelle, Illinois, and I ran in to like get something to eat. It was in the morning, and I grabbed a pop tart. And he just, you ever know somebody will just casually say something to you that just changes you? But they didn't think it would, they just said
to
it.
To him, it's just a throwaway.
Yeah, he goes, you know, there's nothing in those that are good for you. There's nothing redeeming about eating that.
Did you just throw it away?
And I just never wanted
another
one.
No, you didn't.
Really?
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, there's no food.
It's all bad food.
Yeah, it's not even
processed.
You have put something in your stomach that your body will try to do something with, but none of it is beneficial to you.
He's right.
That doesn't mean they don't taste good.
They taste so bad.
And he is not a nutritionist.
Bradford?
No, he's not. He's just a guy with an observation.
Yeah. I don't even know if he knows that. Okay.
Yeah, he wouldn't have remembered saying that to you.
Not at all. I remember where we were. I remember everything.
I bet, Dan, if you said that exact thing to him, he'd be like, really?
Yeah, right?
He wouldn't even remember. With a Pop-Tart in his mouth.
Right, really? You're shitting me.
Huh?
According to the report, Pop-Tart. A resident told an Orange County deputy that he was stabbed, so we switched from cutting, by his roommate after the two were arguing over, quote, past incidents.
Past of course it's about the past.
Where someone ate a toaster strudel that did not belong to them.
I mean, you better mark that
past
shit.
Multiple toaster strudel incidents.
This is building up over time.
This is
I
over time.
Eat one more.
Come on, man.
And then he's going,
Right. He was treated by Orange County Fire and Rescue while the deputy questioned the roommate named, ready for this? Griffin Crystal.
My favorite of the Harry Potter houses.
Griffin Crystal.
Griffin Crystal.
I'm from Slytherin. I'm from Griffin Crystal.
I'm from Methurin.
Anybody want to take a stab at
I'm Griffin Sniffin' Crystal.
At the spelling of Crystal?
Hufflepop.
Want to take a stab at the spelling of Crystal? Oh. No pun intended.
C-G-R-I-F-F-E.
Well, no, it's Griffin. Just Crystal.
K-R-I-S-T-A-L.
Okay, you're out.
Oh. K-R-Y-S.
You're out.
C-R-I-S-T-A-L-L.
Too many L's, player.
C-R-I-S-T-A-L.
Boom, that's it.
Wow, Jake.
Crystal. Crystal. Crystal told the deputy that his roommate slapped his phone out of his hand, picked it up, and then held on to it. Mm-hmm. He held on to it.
Held on to it.
You want
to
smack
maybe
it out?
Maybe up high.
I get it. You smacked it out. We're strudel fighting.
What do you?
But you don't hold on to it.
Everybody was strudel fighting.
You three.
That Crystal was fast as lightning.
Because he was on meth.
Yeah. In response, Griffin Crystal.
Meth speed.
This is the escalation. So he... Griffin had a problem with him holding on to the phone.
Sure.
Right?
Of course.
So we've gone.
I'll let you knock it out of my hand.
Yeah, you knock it out all day long.
All damn
you pick it up, you hold it over my head.
Then you're pretending like it's
yours.
Then
that's taunting.
Yeah, so what if he like held it and he's like, meh, 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 look at me.
Right. I'm picturing.
I'm Griffin.
The roommate, Griffin. Whose name we don't know.
We don't know the roommate's name.
Yeah, we'll go with
We don't know the stabber's name.
Dwayne?
No, Griffin's the
Griffin's
stabber.
Griffin's the stabber.
So Dave, I'm picturing. Opens a cupboard, grabs the box of toaster strudels, or maybe in the freezer. Yeah. I don't know. It's empty. Yeah. No matter where it is, it's where it's supposed to should be, but it's empty.
I'll just
Nobody
take
didn't
what?
Throw it away.
Bro. Right. He's like, this has happened too many times for Dave. Mm-hmm. Dave starts a strudel fight with Griffin Crystal.
So Griffin probably is like, if I leave the box up there, no strudel in it, no
then
Pop-Tarts
in it. Then it just disappeared.
It.
Magic.
Then he might think, did I have this last time? You know, he might think he didn't have it. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And he's not keeping score.
Right. Whether they're young drunks or old drunks, both could be.
Yeah. Or they're high all the time.
Yes, all have blackout hours.
So,
young drunks, be free tonight.
So we're going to get sued. So then, that is when Crystal told the deputy that Dave smacked the phone out of his hand
and then
held
it. And picked
it
up and held it.
Okay.
Right? In response, Griffin Crystal then used pepper spray on his roommate.
What? Oh,
the pepper spray doesn't even make the headline.
I know.
That is how Florida this story is.
We went from I've got your phone to pepper spray.
To pepper spray.
That's too big of an escalation. Like throw
He definitely was like, give me a reason to use this pepper spray.
Right.
Any reason. And where is the pepper spray? Is it always on his person?
No, it's right next to the actual pepper.
Right? Is it like in the cabinet next to the pepper and the salt and the garlic
it's
salt
right there.
Pepper spray?
One of those it's like,
right?
I mean, like, if I was writing this headline, it would be man named Griffin Crystal maces and stabs roommate
over Pop-Tart.
I would say knife, pepper spray, all tools for Griffin Crystal. Yeah. That would be the headline.
All tools used. Right.
Fight. My headline would be like, when pepper spray wasn't enough, man stabbed roommate.
Sure.
Over Pop-Tart.
He just kept coming.
Man pepper sprays and stabs roommate over stupidest argument ever would have been
So in response, Crystal used the pepper spray on his roommate, we're calling Dave,
okay,
and took out his pocket knife for protection. Yeah. So he's like,
sprayed him and then,
he's like,
you coming at me?
Now, this is defense.
You can't see anything but here.
Both men and a third roommate.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Who's at this point, there's pepper spray in the apartment.
He's
everybody's
also been
getting pepper spray.
Yeah, this dude has been
everybody's
maced.
Been
in the kitchen, so you're going to taste that for the next
in
several
your food
weeks.
Forever.
Both men and a third roommate each recorded portions of the fight. So in the middle, each person is at certain points
trying
well, but
to
doesn't Dave have
both phones?
Phone?
I mean, probably
I bet
dropped
you he
it
dropped
with pepper
it.
Spray. Yeah.
It's hard to hold on to a phone when you get pepper spray.
In those videos, according to the report, Griffin Crystal is heard calling his roommate a swear word and a criminal before apparently putting his phone close to the roommate's face. Then he like holds it up to his face.
To film him. That's been pepper sprayed.
Yeah. The roommate then smacked the phone out of his hand and it fell to the ground.
Again.
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 Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
I think. The deputy noted, or maybe that was a replay
maybe
of how we got
one.
To that point.
Yeah, that's how we got there.
The deputy noted that Griffin Crystal immediately pepper sprayed his roommate. At some point, the roommate pins Griffin against the wall with one arm against his chest and appears to try to delete the video off his phone.
To delete the
so
video?
This is so
he's
hard
holding
to do.
Him up and like trying to delete
scroll
the video
through.
While holding
what's your passcode?
But the guy who got pepper sprayed
Dave,
is trying to delete the video.
Video off of Griffin's phone.
Wouldn't he want the evidence of being pepper sprayed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, he's
so weird.
During the struggle, the roommate was cut on his forearm with a pocket knife. Yep. That shouldn't be too bad. Mm-mm. The report stated. After that, Dave left and let Griffin Crystal go and called authorities. Mm-hmm. Griffin was arrested on charges of aggravated battery.
If I only had evidence of him pepper spraying me.
Battery.
I deleted it while holding him against the wall. And aggravated assault.
By the way, it just goes into your deleted videos. Right, so it's go find I'm sure it. He didn't delete it and then go into deleted videos and then remove all recent videos. Like, he didn't do that.
He told the deputy he used the knife for protection against Dave, to which I'm sure the cop said, you mean after you pepper sprayed him?
Yeah.
And then... cut him with said knife.
Dude, he had him up against the wall. He was deleting videos.
The other roommate, Dave, not arrested.
No.
Third roommate, I don't know anything.
Third roommate is like, I need to start. He's on apartments.com looking for
Right, I got to get out of here.
He's on Craigslist.
Okay, we'll get out of here on this. How old is Griffin Crystal?
Ooh,
what age do you feel? Midlife roommate guys, old people, young?
Griffin's such an old name, but it's also a young name.
Yeah,
like I'm sure there are kids at your kid's school named Griffin.
I know a Griffin. I know my friend Howie's kid's name is Griffin. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Griffin, stop it.
I'm going
to
say.
That's what I think of like when I hear Griffin.
Griffin
don't.
Stop it.
Griffin
put
don't.
It down. Griffin.
Griffin, Griffin
so
stop
we,
it.
So we went up to
or
the
Grandpa
vineyard.
Griff.
We went all the way up to the vineyard and we had a Griffin, stop
Griffin,
it.
Stop it.
Get down.
Stop
Get
it.
Get down. He did not throw that at you. Get down.
So it was
Griffin,
like,
Zeus, Thor, everybody
Griffin,
down.
Put it stop. Down. Everybody stop. So there was an Jack. Airbnb that I'm telling you.
Griffin, Griffin no.
Okay. What's your?
22.
22.
Jay, what do you think? God, I want him to be 68.
Do it.
68.
Okay.
41.
41? Mm-hmm. One of you is only 1 year old. So all of you have the option to go up or down a year.
I'll go 23.
42. Okay. 67.
Ooh, that's me. Someone's at the phone.
Okay. 67.
Okay. Griffin Crystal.
Shout at your ham radios, people.
Is 21 years old.
It hurts like the pepper spray.
Way too close. Great first story, Daniel.
Very fun. Rory's up. Rory. I'm on a different show.
I know.
Randy is up next.
Randy's up next. This is not Pen Pals. This is, of course,
you guys do have the same initials, and never dawned on me until now.
RS is up next.
RS is up next. If you, by the way, if you haven't checked out Pen Pals, check it out.
Yeah,
fantastic
show.
And Bananas, fantastic podcast.
And we'll tell you other things that Kurt Braunohler is doing, including his amazing stand-up special,
which you can get. We'll tell you exactly how to do it right after the break.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. It is so nice to have you back here. Thanks. I don't know what you did in your break. You probably, I don't know, maybe you made a Dagwood sandwich. I don't know when you're
what
listening to this.
That's like a very large
midnight
sandwich.
Shaggy also would have.
Can you imagine eating Shaggy that big Scooby. Of a sandwich
you know,
at midnight?
You know, they had a sandwich shop. There was a Dagwood
sandwich.
Yeah, there was a Dagwood sandwich shop. I dated someone who ghost wrote the book about Dagwood sandwich shop.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I was on set 2 days ago and they were ordering sandwiches for everybody.
Humble brag.
And I said, I love sandwiches. And I said, it was Jersey Mike's. And I go,
oh, dude, Jersey Mike's.
And I go, I'll take the mini, right? Mm-hmm. And the PA doing the stuff goes, a mini? And I go, yeah. Like, you just want a mini? I go, look, I'm not trying to change your life. But if you made a sandwich for yourself for dinner in your house, it would be smaller than the mini.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
At Jersey Mike's.
Yes, it would.
But you walk in and you go, well, regular. I'll get a regular. That's
I'm a regular
three sandwiches.
Person.
If you walk, if I walked into your house right now and you were making a regular Jersey Mike's regular size sandwich, I go, are you in some sort of bet? Is this like a TikTok thing?
And you're making me want the capistrami sandwich from Capriati's.
Oh, don't even get me started on
it. Don't even get
started.
All right, well, here's what I do want to get started talking about is telling our fans about Kurt Braunohler's new stand-up special. First of all,
I've seen clips of your old stand-up special or your last one that you've done that has been like wafting across my TikTok, and it is so funny and so good. And it's like, usually I see some stand-up, I listen to the first like minute or the first like 30 seconds of it, and I'm like, jeep, move on. Yours are like the bits that I listen to all the way through. They are so well thought out.
Thank you.
So funny. I in my brain, I keep going back to the story of the bees. Did the bees make it on this
one? The bees is on this one.
Is one of my favorite bits. I'm just going to say the bees.
Oh, thank you.
If you want to see the bees. So I love that you did this, your stand-up special and how it's being rolled out, because it is
kind of the new way that I think a lot of us and people at our level and comedians that we all love will be putting their stand-up specials out, and it's super contingent
garage
on people
sales.
Supporting
it. So we go to the garage
go to your house, and we play it for you
I
in your house.
I put it on an 8-track.
No. This is the sort of new way for comedians to
and
share their
stuff.
It gives
us a chance to shout out our friend Bart Coleman, who is a part of MomentHouse.co, right?
Moment it's Moment.co.
Moment.co.
I did a show with them. It was great.
Fantastic.
So I love them as well.
So Moment.co is a place that does a lot of live virtual shows and whatnot, and they were fantastic during the pandemic, but have continued on.
Yeah.
So your special is when this drops. We're recording this the week before, but when this drops on Tuesday, it'll be right smack dab in the middle of your
stand-up
special.
My moment.
Right. Yes. Your moment.co. Go to moment.co and you can buy
search
a ticket.
Search Kurt Braun.
It's only $10. You're supporting this great comedian and great friend of ours, and you will see a fantastic special. You'll hear the bees bit, which is one of my favorite bits.
Thanks.
What's the name of the special?
The name of the special is Perfectly Stupid.
Great.
Thank you.
Great.
And there's a post-credit scene that just like a Marvel movie where they introduce a new character.
Yeah.
I had some data scientist friends of mine have written an algorithm for me that will write like they fed it just thousands of hours of stand up, and so you can give it prompts and it writes like 500 jokes in a second.
Oh my god!
And so it's me performing with Jokatron like a 6-minute bit.
Oh my god! That is so good. All right, so Moment.co, Perfectly Stupid. Is Kurt Braunohler's new special. Go and enjoy it.
This week, it's super important.
Let's see if we can get him 10,000 downloads
of this
thing.
I think
we can. We have a lot of people listening to the show. Let's do this and support comedy this way. And
who knows? It might set the table for our specials coming up.
You never know.
We want this to be
successful. Great thing. Again, Moment.co, and it's called Perfectly Stupid. Kurt Braunohler, $10. Watch it. This is what you're doing this weekend, is watching the special, and you'll be so happy that you did. And then let us know. Tag us. Tag Kurt and just be like, hey, I loved your special. This was a great way to do it.
Thank
right?
you, guys. I
so you got that. And then you have the podcast Bananas. Mm-hmm. So fun. If you like this podcast,
you
will
love
that podcast.
Are you doing any live dates to the end of the year or next year?
We just finished our last two. We just did Minneapolis in Kansas City.
Where'd you do in Minneapolis?
The Parkway Theater.
Which we love.
Dude, it's
How'd
so
you do?
Awesome.
Did you do well? Did you
it was
sell
great.
It out?
It was we didn't great. Sell it out, but we came close. And
it was great.
I love that
I think we're going to be taking Dumb People down there, hopefully.
You have to.
Yes.
I love those guys, the people who run that theater.
They're
we did stand up there for the 10,000 Laughs.
Yes.
Festival, which was phenomenal, and I just love it. And that festival was enjoyable. I hope that we all get a chance to do that next year as well. All right, shall we? Or do we want to talk about what we have going on real quickly? We've got some stand-up dates, some live dates. We're going to be in Rochester, New York, at Comedy at the Carlson. Have you ever done that place?
Great,
phenomenal,
when are you
great
doing
place.
That?
Oh, nice.
November 10th through the 12th. Then we're going to be in Alaska
Where?
In December. We're doing three cities.
Okay.
It's a three-city jaunt that we're doing on December 8th through the 10th.
Okay. I think Fairbanks, Anchorage, maybe, and one more.
And so we'll be there, but you can get all the tickets on supersklars.com.
Are you doing it with those guys who live out, those comics who live out in Fairbanks?
I think so.
I think you
fly into Fairbanks.
Have you done this?
I did like... two nights in Fairbanks and then one night out at like a military town in the middle of nowhere.
How was that?
Was it
fun?
Dude, it was so awesome.
Oh, yeah, look at
that's
what I'm thinking.
It's a town that has like a stoplight and one bar. It's the bar in town.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
And it was packed. There was no seat empty. It was like 200 people in this bar. And did stand up and everyone loved it.
God, so we're going to Everett's in Wasilla, Alaska. The Bear Paw on the 9th in Anchorage, and Edna Wise Firehouse Theater in Fairbanks.
Nice.
How about that?
that?
How about a little Alaska run? It's going to be dark at like 2 in the afternoon.
It's going to be so hard. Yeah. And then we're going to do Denver. We're at the Comedy Works, the South Club, which we haven't done in so long. We're going to do that in January like 19th, 21st. And then American Comedy Company in February, the very first
And Moon Tower. We're back at Moon Tower next.
Nice. All those things are coming up. Supersclaws.com. That's how you check that out. And then, of course, the Nosebleeds, our show, which is the reboot of Cheap Seats on UFC Fight Pass, which is up and rocking. And you can see all the episodes on UFC Fight Pass. But watch the first one for free. You can go to our Instagram at Sklar Brothers. Link in the bio. Watch that. Leave a nice comment. That all helps. Daniel. All
right. Let's just jump into the story. I'll do mine after.
Okay.
After.
I love it. Okay. You ready for my story?
Yep.
Okay. I saw this and this is insane. I literally, the pictures we'll put up on our on our Facebook page, but it is amazing. Of course, I'm going to give a trigger warning. This story is from the New York Post. So expect shitty puns.
If bad journalism triggers you,
yeah,
then
I'm just letting you know right now, I'm going to be really angry at the way this story is reported.
But it's going to be a good headline.
Okay, here you go.
Right? Yeah.
Griffin Crystal.
Griffin Crystal. Surgeon in quotes.
Okay.
So we don't know if he's a surgeon or she. Odd.
Struggles to remove live snake from woman's ear in viral video.
What? Ooh.
This is sent in by We Talking About Practice.
Oh, nice.
At not a game underscore AI.
So wait. So I've watched in multiple videos, like
people
someone pull a bug, a bug out of someone's ear. I don't know because I'm, like,
what's
part
your TikTok?
One, part
His
two, part three.
Algorithm is coming
what's
in.
What's your
weird
TikTok?
Stuff, Dan. It's such
is
weird
that a
stuff.
Camping thing, like you go camping and something crawls in your ear.
No, I don't know. That didn't seem like it. This was like a doctor.
Do you remember there was an episode of Alone where a bug flew into the guy's ear,
in his ear,
and he was like, "I might have to tap out."
Right, because he was really. Good.
But he was like, this is just all you need is something like this. He's like, I can hear it in my head.
It was on Alone?
Yes.
Yeah, on the
and
show
eventually
Alone.
It was the new season?
No,
two or three ago.
He was like African, wasn't he?
I can't remember.
He lived in South Africa or he lived with Africa.
But he just, it was like that simple. He was like, well, I might, if this doesn't
was
get on
the do with dreads?
Tap
was
out.
It the do with dreadlocks?
No, I don't think so.
Remember that guy then?
Listen, if this is not a surgeon, then call it what it is.
Yeah,
okay,
what
her drunk boyfriend. All right, her steps.
Is it real?
Her stepson. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, don't. New York Post, don't call it a surgeon in print. You know what I mean? That upsets me.
Okay.
Why?
Yeah. Why?
Stupid. All right.
Okay.
Or were they like, we've taken liberties with the rest of the headline, but it was a surgeon, so we had that. That's a quote because that's
maybe. Or we don't know how because we're work for the New York Post. We don't know what quotes
we
are.
Never,
I'm gonna
we never ask.
I'm now gonna start reading the New York Post article. I'm just letting everybody know.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Thought a snake in your boot was bad.
I don't like.
Oh boy.
No, this is not on record. I don't
this
like.
This is
when,
a Toy Story.
I don't
reference.
Like when. Yeah. Oh, that's a great.
There's a snake in my boot.
But I also don't like. I don't like when articles talk to me. Like, I don't like when menus talk to me. Yeah. You're going to love these mashed potatoes.
No,
just
we're
tell
not.
Me how much they
just
are.
Tell
are,
me what it who is. Who are you talking to, menu? Shut your fucking mouth.
That old 19th century idiom is nothing compared to the one in your ear. Okay, shut up. Shocking footage captured the alleged moment. Okay, so now,
it didn't happen?
That's alleged?
Like, if you are you reporting it as happening or not?
Right.
That a, quote, surgeon, again, tried to remove a live snake that infiltrated a woman's ear. Video of the herpetological surgery. Is that a thing?
It must be.
It must be meaning snakes.
Has racked up more than how many views at the writing of this article?
This is like YouTube or social media?
TikTok, this is a video
right,
of
it. Feels like TikTok.
How many views?
10 million.
10 million, okay.
3.6.
Jay, what do you think?
You can round me up if you have to.
Snake in the air.
7.2 million.
Get your answers in at home, townies, because it has racked up more than 125,000 views. That's not that many. It's not that many. We have stand-up clips that are more than that.
This is because you never know. Are you an article that is telling everyone about it, right? Or are you saying
you're trying
this
to break
thing?
It
yes.
wider?
Get a load of how many of these views?
You're getting it early.
Early on.
Also, I love that there's no. It's alleged. There's quotes.
We don't know.
Not even an email. Not even a direct message being like, "Are you a surgeon?
Right?
Did this actually happen? Right. Nothing. Just watch
so
it.
So if
once,
they are a surgeon, write very about easy it. To find." Very on easy. The internet. There's so many like right, lists
so
of doctors.
Dan, do you think the clickbait like to get you into this article isn't the headline and it's like you won't believe how many views this video of a snake being taken out. It's only 125,000.
Not that many.
Look what she pulled out of herself.
That's right. Okay, so
That's your Clinton.
Time to pull the snake out of the hole.
Yeah, I guess that's really what it is.
Yeah. As viewers speculate whether or not the squirm-inducing footage is authentic, quote, the snake has gone in the ear, reads the caption to the bizarre Facebook clip.
That would kill you, right?
That would definitely kill you. Probably.
It would definitely kill you.
How is a snake getting in there? Is it a little baby snake?
It has
to be. It's got a little teeny tiny baby snake.
Are you the seriously hardest sleeper ever? Like you just don't wake up at all?
Right.
Do you have gigantic ears? Are you Dumbo?
I mean, like, listen. So, and then when you hear kind of how it is and how they're trying, and there's some pictures of how they removed it. So anyway, by Chandan Singh to his, how many followers did he post this to? How many followers does Chandan?
Is this the guy who removed
it? Posted the video.
But he's not the guy who tried to remove the snake.
He just posted the video.
And he's not the snake.
He's a social media star. He just not the snake.
Wait, he's an influencer?
Yes. He's an Indian influencer.
He's an Indian influencer, but he only got 125,000 views
on this. So how many followers does Chandan Singh have?
I'm guessing he doesn't have a ton.
What do you think?
I'm guessing 10,000 for 125,000 views.
Okay. Jay, what do you think?
42,000.
All right. Split it-ish. I'll go 22,000.
Okay. Get your answers in, town.
678.
20,127. Damn. Jesus, Dan. However, it is unclear it's unclear when or how this unfortunate event transpired. A local outlet, the Economic Times, reported in a nearly 4 minute clip, an alleged medical practitioner can be seen using tweezers in a desperate attempt to extract a black and yellow serpent.
Okay, hold on.
That is peeking its head out of the female patient's ear.
So literally, the person who wrote this article only knows that they watched a video where someone took a snake out of somebody's ear.
Right.
And they're hoping it's a surgeon.
That's right.
They just watched it once.
I assume they're not dressed like a doctor.
No.
Okay, so unfortunately, despite the Swiss Army knife's worth of tools from forceps to Q-tips and the actual Q-tip from a tribe called... No.
No.
He fails to wrestle the reptile from its unorthodox birth. The now viral clip ends without revealing whether or not the surgery was successful.
That's what it says. Multiple S's,
New York Post. I hate you. Leaving viewers shocked and appalled. Why didn't you make it... Shocked and appalled.
Right.
You're a news organization, allegedly. All right. Go find out what happened. Yes. Like, go track it down. This is what news organizations do. Go find this surgeon. Go check out Chandan and reach out to
him. They looked at Facebook. That's all they need to do. That's New York Post.
Yeah, they're just like, look, I saw a thing.
I love that they saw a thing.
Hey
guys, I saw this thing.
But let's put this in our newspaper. Go get the scoop.
It's
you
like
dummy.
Barely good enough for Facebook, Dan, and it's in the New York Post.
Yeah.
So here's my question: can you imagine this woman? If this really did happen, imagine this woman like moving forward with her life? Like,
no, you're done. I think it could kill you.
She's alive. Do you put?
How would we know if she's even real?
That's true. So to me, like. Does she put that in her dating profile? What if she's like, what if her real curse is that she's the most honest person in the
drinking
world?
Drinking for two.
whisper sweet nothings in my ear. We all want to hear it.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I'm going to get up the pictures of this thing. It's insane.
I like drinking for two. I can't sleep unless I'm blackout drunk. I have a snake in my ear.
Oh my God.
You would wake up, right?
Okay, hold on.
At what point? When a snake climbs in your ear?
Yes. Was it a dare?
I still don't understand.
Get out of here.
Let me see.
Get out of here with that. Look.
Let me see.
It can't be real. That's insane.
It's amazing.
The size of that snake head, the majority of her brain would be snake.
So it'd have to back in there.
I'm glad they went with something else, but this was... a concept cover for Guns N' Roses.
We're going to post this picture on our Facebook page.
Live and let die.
With a trigger warning.
So look, they're just trying to feed it.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you try?
This is fake. I'm calling it.
100%
fake. Dan.
Thank you.
It would be her whole brain. New York Post reported on it, Dan.
You don't trust them as a news organization?
And Kurt.
The head is this big. That's got to be a snake this long.
So here's my question.
This is the length of your ear canal.
If I was the surgeon, okay, what I would do is I would get an injection.
This is probably also what he said when he did this.
If I was a surgeon, what would you do? The world, I would take an injection.
If I was a surgeon, But then again, no.
I'm not. All right, what would you do?
I would take a sedation and inject it. It sedate the snake. Why aren't you sedating the snake?
Oh, because then it falls asleep. It falls deeper into
her
brain.
No, it's not going to fall deeper into the brain. There, look, they're trying to get it out.
I'm not looking anymore.
Trying to tweeze it out.
It's so funny to tweeze it out.
It's so cute.
It is really kind of cute. It's kind of a cute ear
snake. Can you just picture this not surgeon talking to the snake? All right, knock that off. Come here.
Hey, kill it.
Here's
the best
part.
What
was the quote that it was like just on the video?
The now viral clip.
The snake got the snake in ear. The snake is in the hole.
Snake is in the ear.
Snake is in the ear. I love it. There's no articles.
So here's what some unconvinced Facebook commenter said. He looks like a bogus doctor. That's the thing you picked up on?
That's the takeaway.
I don't even know. How can you see? Like, I just see the tweezers. I don't see any.
Well, there's probably a whole
video,
right?
And stuff. Okay, looks like a bogus doctor. That's why they're pulling off so many tricks. Instead of a doctor, a snake charmer would have extracted the snake. What if you did play a snake charmer? What if you got a guy with a recorder to get the snake to come out of there? However, some viewers thought the clip was fake, with one with one calling it 100% false, while another one wondered how it managed to fit the rest of its body in the air canal. One skeptic thought it odd that the snake was poking out head first.
That's the other
you guys
big
had that thing.
Yeah.
And this would mean that it crawled in her ear and then turned around in such a confined space.
Then you're dead.
Right? You're dead. Veracity of the video notwithstanding, this wouldn't be the first time an uninvited pest has colonized someone's hearing canal. We talked about this. In January in New Zealand, a man realized every entomophobe's worst nightmare after a cockroach infiltrated his ear and stayed there for how many days?
Did we do this story?
I don't know. But maybe. How many days?
I'm going to say 3.
What do you think?
31.
14.
One of you is exactly right.
Whoa.
Who do you think is exactly right?
I say me.
3 feels strong, but I got to believe in myself.
Okay. I believe in myself.
All right. Get your answers in, because
if it's 31 and we did this story and I somehow remember that,
nope.
It's not.
It stayed there 3 days.
Hey!
There you go, Kurt.
I just believed in Kurt, but I didn't.
Meanwhile, a snorkeling tourist in Puerto Rico suffered a similar fate with a crab.
A crab?
Crab in the ear. Crab in the air.
I've got crabs.
Crab in the air.
I've got crabs.
Where are you putting your ear that a crab has? They're not flying through the water.
No.
Little tiny crab.
You know what I mean? Tiny baby crab.
Still.
If that happened, it's because at some point in the process you said, I'm just going to see what happens.
I wonder what he's really saying.
I wonder what he's thinking. I want him to whisper to me. So that is it. That is the story, you guys. It kind of is crazy and it's kind of weird.
That's horrible.
Dan, Jay, you want to give us a little tease as to what we're going to see on this last.
There you go.
Ready, Jay? Go for it. What are we going to see in segment 3? Do you remember it?
Let me see this.
Jay, I love it. Get your brain jarred.
It's bad tattoos.
Bad tattoos.
It's
I'm all for bad tattoos. We're gonna do that on the other side of the break. And Patreon fans, Kurt is gonna tell us a dumb story of something dumb that he did, and we're gonna break
or maybe a dumb story that he's covered on Bananas or something like that from his life.
We'll all do that on the other side of the break, and then we'll find out what Dan's got going on. This is Dumb People Town.
Stick around, make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, guys, you want to do a couple of shout-outs?
Hey.
Yes,
before
I
we
love
jump
this.
Into more stories
come on,
that one of us are
on.
Reading.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is a townie.
Yep.
It's open to interpretation, but I'm going to try my best.
Dan, do it. I love when you try.
Meredith DePepe.
DePepe!
Is that what you would go with?
DePepe.
Is that what you would go with?
Yeah, Meredith DePepe.
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 Yeah. I like
a
good second.
Or DePepe.
Second capital letter in a last name.
I love a second capital letter.
Speaking from personal experience.
Yeah, that's right.
And Van Kirk.
Okay, we're gonna try again.
Daniel,
Matt Stockel.
Matt Stockel. Yeah, he brought pretzels again to the party.
You want to get Stockel?
Stockel.
I think I'm gonna go Stockel.
I'm Stockel, dude.
Stockel.
I'm Stockel. That Matt.
He's a true local. Stockel's a true local.
He's also only referred to by his last name. Stockel's coming over.
That's right. I actually call it a true
hey,
lockle. A true lockle.
Hey, Stockel's in the garage.
Stockel's in the garage?
Yeah.
He's drinking.
He's got the beers.
He'd wait here until you got home.
He's warming up the beers.
He brought his pet rat.
Why?
All right, next up. Oh, he's a true local. Yeah, you said. Nice. All right, another one. Will Copeland.
Will Copeland.
Will Copeland.
Dude, the Stuart
Will Billy Cope.
He's on the drums, on the skins.
That's right. And then another Tony, just Ben.
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 Gentle
Didn't
Ben.
It seem like in the 70s there was a lot of
Ben
animals named Ben accompanying humans on...
I mean, that's all Michael Jackson.
Yes. Oh, really?
Remember he had that song, Ben?
No.
Dan, you don't know Ben?
No, don't.
Dan.
We can't right
Dan,
now.
Dan, you don't
oh
know
my
Ben?
God,
Dan.
We can't.
We can't. We got to get back to stories.
Okay, get back to stories.
Wesley Reed.
Full name, Wesley Reed Memorial Hospital.
Well, my son goes to Wesley Reed Middle School. Oh, sorry,
Walter. Yeah. Okay, a true local. Angela Vaughn. This is Ben?
Yeah. This is Angela Vaughn.
Ben, this is your shout out. I've never heard this song.
Yes, you have.
My
yes,
you entire
Dan,
life.
Dan, yes, I thought you were referring to this song.
No. This isn't Michael Jackson. This is singing. I've never heard this song in my entire life. No, we gotta move on. I don't like any of this. What is that? Sounds like the end of a bad movie from 1978.
As he's singing that, he's thinking about what,
no, he's
what,
a young kid. He hasn't gotten
what amusement park rides.
That's Michael Jackson.
Yes,
that's Michael Jackson. Young Michael Jackson.
MJ. The only MJ that matters in this world.
He did do music before Thriller.
The only MJ that ever did.
I know that.
Dan.
I just have never heard it. All right, Angela Vaughn.
Angela Vaughn.
Angela Vaughn.
Wesley Reed, by the way, true local. Too local. True local. Thank you, Wesley.
Jose Chavez Ravine.
Jose Chavez is the only tequila I will drink.
Really?
Yes.
And the things he did for migrant workers in the 1960s, unbelievable.
All right, pillar of the community.
Yes.
Kathleen,
pillar.
Kathleen Smith.
Kathleen. Come on, Kathleen.
All right, next
we
up.
We love you.
Shanda Douglas.
Shanda Douglas.
What is that? A Michael
Where
Jackson
in the world
song?
Is Shanda Douglas?
That's from the RRR soundtrack.
That's Kevin Meaney.
Kim S.
Kim S.
Miss
Little
Mrs.
Kim S.
Miss
in
S.
a mini dress.
All right. Next up, little Andy Parks.
And Rec.
What?
Andy Parks and Rec.
Andy Parks and Rec.
I like that. Okay. Next one. Pillar of the community.
Dan, if you get this right, Dan, you get a cookie. Dan, come on. Focus and think.
Marta Reznish.
Reznish?
Yes.
I don't know. That's my best
That's
guess.
Close.
What would you have said, Jay?
Reznish. Amazing. Beautiful. Thank you, Marta.
Thank you, pillar of our community.
I love the name Marta. We have a very close friend named Marta. We just saw her in New York. Marta, thank you.
Tony, Christopher Chang.
Christopher Chang. If you told me Christopher Chang was running for Congress right now, I'd vote for him.
I'm Christopher Chang, and I'm here
and
to
I
make
approve
a difference.
This message.
I'm Christopher Chang, and I approve Christopher Chang.
CNC Tony Factory.
CNC.
Timothy Clark.
Little Timmy Clark.
Hey, how's the popcorn, Timmy Clark?
Ooh, I like saying this name. I've never said it before in my life. I already know. Julie Savon.
Savon sells cartoon balloons in town.
That's pretty good. Pillar of the community, Ashley Johnston.
Ashley Johnston.
But when they throw a T in, you know their whole life is correcting.
Ashley Johnson?
No, it's Johnston.
And then Skylar Brothers?
Right.
No.
Tony, Jenna B.
Jenna B. Good.
Okay, ready? Another Tony.
Let's hear it.
Leanne. Rhymes. Giulianello.
I love a Giulianello shot.
When you're at an Italian restaurant.
Oh, my God.
When you get to Italy and you land, they give you a Giulianello shot.
Another Tony, Becky L. Duncan.
Becky L. Duncan.
Hi, Becky L.
Duncan BLD. America runs on Duncan.
Duncan on Fools.
BLD is pretty good, too.
Yeah, it's great.
True Local next up, Brandon K.
Brandon's
gotten so big.
Now, look, I don't want to cast aspersions, but this next name definitely sounds like someone who would be in a Dumb People Town story.
Let's hear it.
Just on name alone, not person.
Let's hear it.
Dusty Friedland.
Dusty Friedland. Would have been a good name for one of our kids.
And no one knew Dusty Sklar. And no one knew
That's
the whereabouts of Dusty Friedland.
No,
that's
not
it.
At all.
Let's do two more.
Okay, ready? Mm-hmm. We have three more.
Let's do three more.
All right. John Varga.
Character actor.
I want to put John Varga. Mm-hmm. Male detective.
And then male detective. James H. Jordan.
James H. Jordan is a
Was he in the Clinton administration?
He was a novel.
He did speak before Congress.
He was a lawyer.
He was resolved.
And a novelist.
Right.
And then... True Local, we'll get out of here on this, is Charlie Martin. Little Chucky Martin.
Charlie Martin was the
manager of the Yankees in the 1970s. He was very hot-headed.
Always wore a suit. All right, guys, there you go. Thank you for supporting us the ways that you do. We love you guys, Patreonies. And thank you for supporting us on the levels that you do. And let's get back to the show.
All right, before we get into this last story, Daniel, tell people what you're doing so that they can follow and support.
Just go to danielvankirk.com for all the stuff I have coming up. But right now, for the rest of the year, it's just the weekend before Thanksgiving, 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th, I'll be at the Come and Take It Comedy Festival. Woo-hoo. I'm doing a comedy bingo show at like 6 o'clock, a little happy hour hang. We'll raise some money and have some fun. That's on Thursday. Then Friday, live Pen Pals. And then Saturday, I'm headlining at, I think, 10 o'clock. So it's, and then I think on Sunday, I think I'm doing Doug Loves Movies. So it's all
I love that festival.
All at DanielVanKirk.com in Houston, Texas at the Come and Take It Comedy Festival.
I love it. Love it.
Nice.
All right, Jay, jump into this final story.
All right, this is sent in from Adam Poulton at Poltsky 75.
Poltsky 75. Thanks, bud.
The I don't think this is from the New York Post, but this
might as well been.
The headline makes it think this person's trying to get a job writing for the New York Post.
So this is their audition.
Tattle, T-A-T-A-L, disaster.
So instead of total.
Tattle, okay. Disaster.
Tattle.
Like disaster. A total disaster.
But it's a tattoo. All right, fine.
Okay.
Whoa. You have a tattoo?
No. Well, I have three dots right there that I gave myself.
Okay.
Wow. That counts.
That's it.
Nice.
And ellipses. What does it mean?
It was just me and my two other friends were like, this is us. We're the three friends.
We're the three dots on his arm.
This is so what the NBC series was about.
All right. Yeah, right. This opening line description of this person is the most nondescript way to describe a human being I've ever heard. TikTok user. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yep.
Elena Nicole.
She's just a TikTok user.
Not a star.
Not an influencer.
Not an influencer.
Just a user. Right.
What do you do? How can I describe you as a person?
Air breather.
I use TikTok.
Grocery shopper.
Mm-hmm. Whose profile is at LAN or LA Nicole 001.
All right. Okay. All
right. Shared her story on social media platform alongside the video footage of the identical rude tattoos as she recorded herself with her head in her hands. Which, if you're recording yourself, then how shocked are you of the situation?
Like, I don't think I'm shocked enough.
When you try to get cute matching bestie tattoos and you get two limp dicks instead.
Oh my God.
She revealed what happened and how she cried for an hour when she saw the results of the butterfly inking they'd asked for. So they asked for two butterflies.
And her friend wanted to get matching BFF tattoos.
Yeah, I mean, butterfly tattoo is
similar.
And they look like two dicks. All right, so.
You have this.
I will have the images. This is what she said. I just want to preface by saying we don't blame the artist. Who do you blame?
Who do you blame? Yes. Dicks in general? For looking too much like butterflies?
Butterfly dick.
We don't blame the shop.
I would do...
Don't hate the game.
I will eventually get one, if not five, tattoos. And I will do so much research onto who...
Yeah.
Can do it right.
Yes.
Yes. No,
I have friends.
I'll be like, draw it on a piece of paper first before you draw it.
What does that look like? Butterfly or a pair of dicks?
Yeah. They don't need to mean anything. And not meaning anything to you is enough for whoever you are. But like, they don't care. Like, they'll be like, yeah, I got this tattoo. I thought it was funny, right?
Yeah.
But initially, I'm going to be like, let me see your work.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like a fifth grade English teacher.
We're going to look this over.
Yeah. And that is why you will have credits other than TikTok users.
That's right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
She just wanted to preface by saying she doesn't blame the artist. We don't blame the shop.
That is wild.
Why don't you blame the artist?
Who do you blame?
Unfortunately, we had a bad experience, but nothing against them.
I love
it. Here's how they cannot blame them.
She's like the world.
If she drew the picture of what she wanted.
That's right.
And they did exactly it.
Exactly like this.
Can't blame them. I can't blame them.
No.
They did exactly what I asked them.
Right.
They are who we thought they were.
But on the flip side to that, which I don't think you need to add to that.
To that.
Yeah.
On the flip side, she added it to that. I don't think there's any way that the artist didn't know what it looked like before.
So now you are blaming the artist.
Right.
Clearly it wasn't a butterfly. We knew that as soon as we saw them as we walked out of the shop. Well, that's the first time you're looking at it?
I'm not looking until I walk out.
Honey, I'll take a look when we're out at the car.
What?
I don't want to check in on this thing midway through. I want to be surprised.
I want a full
arm, you thinking?
Yeah, arm.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right?
Confused to recall their exact reaction, Elena said, the first picture I saw of it was in the video, and I started sobbing.
Oh, my God.
I cried for probably an hour after I saw the tattoo on my arm. You were right, Dan, that's on the arm. Uh-huh. As soon as they could, Alana and her pal set out about getting it removed from their bodies. Oh. She continued, we flew home Saturday night. Sunday morning, immediately got them covered.
Wait.
With another tattoo.
With another. Yeah, you cover them up.
Because everyone, we
called
that
day.
And
you know what you cover those things up with? Pair of dicks?
Yeah. Showed that
two
day.
Dicks. Two dicks makes it look like a butterfly.
Agreed that it did not look like a butterfly. We knew we had to get it off our bodies. We found an amazing artist who covered it up very last minute.
With another butterfly.
How did you find that artist? You did research? Right. Did you look at what that person's work was? This is what you should have done in the first place.
She then showed the results of the awesome artist's
work. Here's a question, wait. They both have this?
Yes, they both have it.
So that means one got done. It. They the finished, other,
right.
Walked away.
Unless they were
the other person got it, got finished. Then they went outside, and then they
looked
upset.
At him. They're like, "Oh my God!
Don't right, look at your, don't. I know you got done first. Don't look at yours till I get mine."
So
okay, for 4 hours.
Yeah, you gotta wait. You gotta wait. Okay, so I'm not gonna tell you what they got it covered up with, but okay. I want you guys to guess what the image is that they
used to cover it up.
Great. So please go around and tell me what image do you think they used to cover it up? Awesome artist work, and explain that it looks like. This now.
I'm just going to go larger butterfly.
Larger butterfly? Yeah.
Goofy from Disney.
I'm saying a giraffe face.
Oh, for the dick?
For the dick.
I was going to say like an elephant.
Why the long face?
Get your answers in at home.
Get your answers.
Explain it looks like an actual butterfly now. Dan, you are correct.
You got it right.
Although I did, once I said it, I was like, oh, I feel like they'd be like, we got to go a whole different direction. Butterflies aren't working for us.
Yeah.
Right. They just put two balls underneath. All right. Thankfully, the pair are now happy to have matching tats, as Elena said.
Good.
We do still have our matching best friend tattoos and a great story to laugh about.
How will anyone know that we're best friends?
And what about when we stop being best friends? Can we have a painful reminder?
I don't talk to her anymore.
Yeah.
Best friend tattoos and a great story to laugh about someday when it's actually funny.
When it's actually funny. It's funny right now.
It's funny to us.
Right now. You got a dick on your arm.
She said it's funny because when it happened, it for sure was not. Now I'm going to go find this picture.
Do you think because butterflies are so symmetrical, he fucked up on the very first one and was like, well, the other side's got
to
look like
a dick. I mean, it has to.
It's not even going to.
Wait, are they two halves of the butterfly that when you put it together, it makes a butterfly? Like one
butterfly? So I want you to look at this and. This does not look like a butterfly at all. It looks like
this is what they covered it with?
No, this is the original.
This is the dicks.
The original looks like a flaccid penis. That is what the original looks like.
That does not look like a butterfly at all, Dan.
It is. You're all right though. It is half the butterfly.
It is half the butterfly. What is this?
It's the top of the wing and the bottom of the wing.
I think it's the top of the wing. I mean, you come down from here. You got a little head right here. A little parted hair. Bring that down.
Oh yeah, that's just part of hair.
Dan, you're gonna bring that down a little.
You have like a Dan Quayle.
Yeah.
That
looks like. We will put this photo on our pages so you guys.
I don't know about the picture on the right, but on the one on the left, she seems legitimately upset.
No, she seems upset. She's definitely mad.
I don't blame her.
Great nails.
I mean, but it's also.
But it's supposed to be. So I don't even understand.
So I think the other girl's goes on above it, and then it equals.
No, but that's not even where you'd want that anyway. You'd want it.
You would want it.
Wait.
Yeah.
No, I think they were both supposed to get. They were supposed to get matching full on. That is a full on butterfly.
No, it is not.
Dan, it is
just the wing. That's a wing and body in the middle.
But also, you could just put a wing on that. On the other side, and it would look like a butterfly. It would stop looking like a dick.
That is very easy to clean.
I do not blame the artist either.
That, by the way, is a butterfly wing.
And maybe this is here to show us how close a butterfly looks like a dick.
Double. You know what? That reminds me. Kristen and I used to have this bit that we would do.
I think you're wrong. And I'm sorry. I think those are full butterfly attempts at full butterflies.
No.
What?
Are you crazy?
Oh, unless it's like the butterfly.
It's like
remember how it like if it's out like this and then you see it on the side and it flaps close together.
Oh, maybe you're. Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like a sideways view
So one's foreshortened.
This is the right wing. This is the left wing. Okay. That's what they were going for.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What bit did you
used
to do?
It's just fascinating because it ties directly into this. So we would do this bit where Kristen and I were
Like already as the audience came in, we were on stage, but you couldn't see us because we were like covered in a cocoon of paper.
Uh-huh.
And we would stay in there for like 30 minutes while the audience seated.
Hilarious.
And then like the show would start and then we would be birthed out of the cocoon.
Hilarious.
No. And then Kristen would have these beautiful butterfly wings uh-huh. on. And I'd be like, oh my God, your wings are so beautiful. Like, what do mine look like? And I just had two dicks on my back. And then she was like, "Oh, they're good. Maybe they haven't unfurled yet. They're great."
And you had to go out and buy dildos. There were two dildos.
Oh, I have a whole bit about me buying the dildos. Yeah,
is it in this new special?
No, it's in my first album.
So what was the bit? What happened?
Oh well, because I was running a lot, mm-hmm. and so I was like running to do errands. You mm-hmm. know. And so I ran. Yeah,
so exercise was part of your errand route.
Yes.
Okay.
So it was in New York. I ran to the dildo store.
Sure.
And I bought a big double-ended dildo.
Sure.
And I took it out of the packaging. I bought it, realized like I have to run home with this thing.
Right. In your hand.
Yeah.
Like a torch.
Like a torch.
You pass it and then use the Olympic sex games.
And I took it out of its packaging, and it's just, you know, it's real jimbly jambly, you know?
Yeah.
I got a lot of potential energy to it. And so I folded it in half and shoved it in a black plastic bag, and I started running home with it.
Sure.
And this has never happened to me before or since, but I honestly tripped on a curb.
No.
Yeah. And this was the West Village, noon on a Tuesday, a lot of people around.
And it spilled out.
I'm like a 6'4" man.
Yes.
And so when strangers see a big person fall, it's alarming.
Hilarious.
And
everyone
then,
looks.
When
everyone
a double-ended dildo explodes out of a bag, you know, everyone's just like, like, help this man. Oh, no, get away from this man. And it worked all of its kinetic energy out next to my
head
on the sidewalk.
I yelled, my child!
Pay
that
no
was
mind.
Supposed to be a secret!
Don't so pay funny. No mind to the dildo in the street.
Oh,
happy
so
birthday.
That's you start singing.
There you go.
That's
oh, my Lord.
Beautiful. There
you
go,
guys.
That's the last story.
That's a show.
Make sure they draw a tattoo before they put it on your arm. Make mm-hmm. sure it doesn't look like a dick. That's
go,
all.
Please go watch at moment.co Kurt Braunohler's new stand up special. You are going to love it. And you will thank us for sending you there. Let us know. Tag him, tag us. Say, hey, this was a great stand-up special. Let's get him to 10,000, shall we?
Let's get him to 10,000. The B story is worth it.
B
worth the price of admission
alone.
It's
thank
so
you.
Good. And oh, shit, guys, we got to get back to work.
Boom, boom, boom.
Dum, 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 dum. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Stop and Audio, a podcast network.